One strategic mistake after another. That's how one telecommunications analyst describes how Telstra subsidiary Sensis has been run after the company today announced it was sacking 20% of its staff. 700 jobs will go at Sensis, which runs the Yellow and White Pages phone directories. Telstra says about 400 of those could now be outsourced. Most of the jobs axed are back office positions in Melbourne and Sydney, but jobs will also be lost in Brisbane, Perth, Adelaide and Hobart. The managing director of Sensis says the decision is part of a restructuring plan as Sensis moves from being a print-based business to a digital one. Alison Cordwell reports.
Telstra recently posted a record $1.6 billion half-year profit. But even so, it's axing 700 jobs from its subsidiary, Sensis. Sensis's managing director is John Allen.
You know, it's been a tough day for the staff today. We talked through that. They've known for some time that we've been considering all sorts of options in the business. We've been very transparent about that leading up to today.
Why are you doing it?
Well, Alison, the Sensis business is a business in transition. Our history has been as a print directory company. We're moving and transitioning from to a digital marketing services business. With that, we need to change as an organisation.
That's about 20% of your workforce.
Yeah, depending on which area it is, you're right. It is around that percentage.
Telstra just posted a $1.6 billion half-year profit, but Sensis's earnings fell by 69% in the 6 months to December 2012. What are you doing wrong?
Well, you know, the Sensis business is a business in transition. You know, our profit has dropped around about 30% or a third in the last 2 years.
Telstra says about 390 Sensis jobs could be outsourced. John Allen admits most of them may go offshore.
What we're considering with one of the proposals is that in some parts of the business that we move to using world-class vendors. Now, those vendors are organisations that are outsource providers. They are based in other countries. They work internationally for directory companies like ourselves.
And he won't rule out further job cuts in the future.
I said to the staff this morning, and that question came up, and I said, I can't give a guarantee about future job cuts. I don't think any leader of any business can.
Former Telstra CEO Sol Trujillo once compared Sensis to Google and famously said Google smoogle. But telecommunications analyst Paul Butter says Sensis can no longer be described as the jewel in Telstra's crown.
Telstra had and Foxtel, yeah, and Sensis and BigPond, which has a lot of content, digital content. And I've argued for more than a decade, combine the three companies, yeah, truly combine them, and then make a digital media company. All that time, these three companies were competing with each other. You know, Foxtel was competing with Sensis. Sensis was not allowed to put video on. Foxes was not allowed to put directories on. And therefore, nothing happened. It's a forever shrinking jewel in the crown of Telstra.
So cutting 20% of the staff at Sensis, you think it's too late for that?
Oh, yeah. You know, it becomes another website, you know, one of the millions that are there out there. Yeah, they should have used the total company and not just the listings in a directory. I mean, they had a great sales force, you know, with all these people going out to advertise. They had fantastic assets to actually go into that. You know, they've got video assets. They have digital broadband content assets. You know, they had lots and lots of stuff that they could use to actually turn it into a true digital company.
I wouldn't trust them as far as I could throw them. It's a comedy of errors dealing with Sensis.
Small businessman Andy Douglas is a disgruntled Sensis customer. He runs a book exchange and hobby store in the Clarence Valley in northern New South Wales. For 16 years, his business has been running smoothly, but last year, Sensis suddenly listed it in the wrong phone book.
You might as well say that we've paid, in my case, nearly $600 for advertising saying that I no longer exist as a business for people in the Clarence Valley.
And how long was it that way?
Well, it was last year was the one, that's when it started. The previous year, it took three goes for them to get the same ad correct that I'd had for the previous 14 years.
Now, you eventually got your money back.
Well, after about 15 to 20 phone calls and talking to all my new best friends at Sensis, I finally got a full refund of the amount of money I paid.
Andy Douglas says he wasn't the only business messed around by Sensis.
Well, I know that I was certainly one of possibly a couple of dozen, if not more, in this area that were caught by this.
Andy Douglas is refusing to pay census for this year's listing, at least not until he sees the ad in the phone book for himself.
Alison Caldwell reporting.